This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson.
Music, everything will be all right.
Long ago, circa 1967, but not so far away, five musically inclined young women met each other in San Francisco and decided to start a band together. As they developed a sound and a set list, they also acquired a name, taken from a tarot card that symbolizes fertility and infinity, and they became the Ace of Cups.
It shows the hand of God holding the cup, and out of the cup is five streams of water coming out, and there was five of us, and that water comes back into the earth and comes back up again. So that was our name. We loved it.
Diane Vitalich was the drummer for the group, and she recalls the same early manager who came up with their name also booked their first paid job. Far, far out of town.
He took us all the way up to Trinity, to this high school, and they just didn't know what to think of us. The man who hired us was like embarrassed because he thought that they didn't like us. So he said, okay, on the break, free Cokes for everybody. And he said, they're from San Francisco, and he tried to explain who we were. So then they got all excited. That was our first gig.
But their first performance at home in San Francisco went much better.
We opened at the Panhandle Park for Jimi Hendrix. That was hot. Jimi Hendrix was taking our picture while we were playing. That was great.
Soon they were playing regularly at many of the best-known Bay Area venues.
Avalon, and then we went to the Fillmore with Bill Graham. I guess our biggest gig was the band Sons of Champlin, Ace of Cups at Winterland. That was very thrilling.
By this time, the Ace of Cups shared management with Quicksilver Messenger Service and regularly opened shows for them. They even, Vitalich recalls, caught the attention of some record company talent scouts.
We were offered a $40,000 contract with Warner Brothers, and we were ready. We were young, and we were excited, and you had that thrill of really wanting to do it.
But their management held out for a better deal, even passed on a second offer a year later. But by then, the magic was slipping away.
We all did feel like we missed something that could have been much bigger for us.
Don't go, baby. I got to say, baby, please don't go. Don't go, baby.
By 1972, the Ace of Cups was quietly dissolving, although they never actually broke up. Vitalich, the only ace still living in the Bay Area, says all five band members remain on good terms, getting together occasionally to catch up with each other's lives and make a little music too, as recently as last fall. And just a few years ago, their collected archival recordings from the Ace of Cups heyday were assembled onto a CD that was finally released in 2003.
We got a chance to really get it out there, the music from that time, that era, and we have lots of fans. It's amazing. We get letters from people. It just amazes me after 40 years.
Catch you later on the next time around. Catch you later. Catch you later on the next time around.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.
Catch you later on the next time around.